Concerts we're featuring today here on Radio 3 in our day across Europe of music for Holy Week.
It's a time of reflection, of powerful and contrasting emotions of joy and sorrow. The dramatic events of Holy Week are reflected in two live concerts this week. On Thursday, the Academy of Ancient Music performs Bach cantatas for Lent and Passiontide. And from Cambridge, there's a concert from the Easter at King's Festival on Friday. That's Holy Week on Radio 3, this Thursday and Friday at 7:30.
Well, I'm Ian Skelly. I'm going to be back in a couple of hours to continue today's celebration with concerts from Ireland and from Denmark. In Wexford, we have a performance of the string quartet version of The Seven Last Words of Christ on the Cross by Josef Haydn. And from Denmark, the British choral conductor Paul Hillier works with the Danish vocal group Ars Nova Copenhagen to weave a sumptuous mass setting by one of the great names of the early Renaissance, Josquin des Prez, with music of equal beauty by Hildegard of Bingen, and from our own times, Paul Rudess and Wolfgang Riem. That all begins at 10:30 tonight. I hope you can join me for those late night treats, but let me hand you on now to Catriona Young, who's here to guide you through the next part of our evening here on Radio 3.
Thank you, Ian. Well, this is Radio 3. It's just 9:00, and tonight's drama on 3 is The Skryker by Carol Churchill, with Maxine Peake as the Skryker. It tells a story of an ancient fairy who transforms itself into a plethora of people as it pursues two teenagers, pregnant Lily and Josie. The Skryker speaks English when interacting with characters in the real world, but its own language consists of broken, fragmented wordplay, which reflects the Skryker's own state. You hear it first in the long opening speech. The play contains the strongest language. It's been adapted for radio by Carol Churchill herself. She was last heard on Radio 3 in 1989, and here she is now to introduce her classic play, The Skryker.
The Skryker's a play. It took an extraordinarily long time to write, from when I first thought of it to when I finally got it done. I had the first idea for it, I think, in 1984, and it wasn't written until 7 years later. I knew from very early on that it was supposed to be a play about some sort of damaged fairy underworld creature, a sort of nature spirit but folktale character, coming into the world in a mixture of love and revenge because of being damaged and neglected. And I fixed on the name of the Skryker, which was a shapeshifter. And I'd learnt about the Skryker and quite a lot of other things about the underworld from a book by Catherine Briggs, which was almost like a sociology of the fairy world, with all the different creatures, and with how things worked in that world, so that if someone went off into the underworld, time could appear to have only been 5 minutes, but actually it would be many years, or they could appear to have gone for a long time and come back and it would be the same moment. And a lot, too, about the relationship in folk tales and stories between the fairy creatures and the human world, a mixture of sort of love and dependence and fascination. So I'd got that basic idea, but what I wasn't at all clear about was what worlds the Skryker came into, what societies, what groups of people. And at first it seemed it should be something quite big, and that she would come perhaps into the city, which I knew nothing about at that point, or in a whole lot of different worlds. So it seemed like a huge play. And also there were all these different creatures, like the Kelpie, who was part man and part horse, and who could appear as a beautiful, seductive man, and then would become a horse, and you got on his back, and he galloped off under the water and ate you. Or Rawhead and Bloody Bones, who lived in cupboards under the stairs. So there were all these both real-world and fairy-world characters and incidents to fit in. And I spent a long time with no idea how to combine all that. And I was torn between it being a big play and it being quite a small, concentrated play, because what also seemed very attractive was the relationship between the Skryker, this shape-shifting, malevolent but loving creature, and the two girls who she was pursuing. So it seemed possible it could just be a very small close-up play, but what was I to do about all the other creatures? In the end, the solution I came to, because I'd worked a bit with Second Stride, a dance company, and was interested in dance and choreography and combining it with theatre at that point, that those creatures could all be have their stories told silently by performers who didn't speak. So, as I wrote it, there was the dialogue, which is the scenes between the Skryker and the girls, and there were also these stage directions which told the stories of these other creatures who gradually infiltrated the world, so that there would be a Kelpie who was half a man, half a horse, who was standing there as a patient in the mental hospital, or there would be a 9-foot-tall Spriggan sitting at the bar, or by the end there would be creatures more and more would gradually infiltrate, so they would be rampaging through the world, and Black Annis destroying the world by floods. Because this was, of course, partly an environmental play, though I was concerned that it should not be clunkily obvious. In fact, it was so unobvious because at the time people weren't so aware of things like climate change and pollution as they are now that I didn't think anyone noticed. So then it came to the question of how to adapt this play for the radio. And clearly all those dance things would be completely invisible. So the question was whether to narrate them in any way, which you obviously could do. You could have, more easily than on a stage, you could have people fly into the air or do extraordinary things. But on the other hand, it seemed much better just to let it go back to being what is in fact the basic play, which is the relationship between the Skryker and the two girls. And so that's what we've done. We've left out all the things that would have been shown in dance. They do learn about some of those creatures and the Skryker speaks about them. And what you get is the main play itself, which is the Skryker pursuing these two girls who she's obsessed with. Except that there's also, in the middle of the performance, you'll find there is something else surprising, which is more than that.
Heard her boast, beast, a roast beef eater. Daughter could spin, span, spick and spun the lowest form of reach, draw into gold, roar into roar. Golden lion and lioness under the sea, dungeoness under the castle for bad, mad, sad adders and takers away. Never marry a king size, well beloved. Chop. Chip and chap finger, chirrup, chirrup, cheer up, off with your making no headway. Weep, seep, steeps a pretty puffy cream cake hole in the heart operation. Sees a little black jack finger lingo with a long, long tail a winding. Mayday, she cries. Maypole axed me to help her. So I spin the sheaves of shivers into golden gilding geld. And if she can't guess in game and safety match my name, then I'll take her. No mistake. No mister, no mister, no miss, no miss, no me, no. Is it William Gilliam Shion? Is it John Jack the ladder in your stocking? Is it joke? Is it Alexandra, Sandra, Andrew, Drew, Stater, Mephistopheles, Toffinos, Tiffany's, Timphany, Timothy, Mozico? No, taint, says I. No tainted meet me after the show me what you've got. Then pointing her finger, she says, Tom, tit, tot. Tom, Tom, tiny tot, blue tit, tit. Out of her pink or lippity loppity, out of her mouth trap, out came my secreted garden flower of my youth and beauty, and the beast is 6:00 in the morning, becomes electric, stormy petrol bomb. Shriek, shring, shook after a shock, sick soak, seek a sleep, slope, slap of the dark to shelter, skelter away, away, a world away. Slit, slat, slut, that bitch, a botch, an itch in my shoulder blood, bitch, botch, itch, slat, itch, slit, botch, itch, slut, bitch, slit. put my hand to the baby, and the scissors sees you sizzle. Metal cross me out, my heart sunburn, sunbeam in my eyelash, your back. Oh, garlic lickety, split me in two with the stink bombastic. Oh, pinprick cock-a-doodle, do you feel it? But if the baby has no name, better nick a name, better old nick than no name. Because then we can have the snack rabble poppet to bake and brew and brood in more babies and leave them, if possible, a gobbling. I know. I've been a hairy, here he is, changeling, chainsaw massacre, massive a sieve to carry water from the well. Well, what's to be done? Brother brew beer in an eggshell? I said I am old. Oh, every so olden days, but I never see so Marjorie before 3, 2, 1 blast off. Poke me on a red hot shovel. Push your bushel in a peck, peck, peck. Gave me a red hot metal in a piping hot metal in a piping pong. What a stink. Call the vicar to exercise, regular sexercise, larger 6th or 7th heaven and hell. Chopped up the hag, whole hog, hingled him pig in the middle. Gelpie gallops them into the lock, stock and barrel of funfair enough and eats them. Falls out of the water into love with a lady like. His head in her lap, lap, lap. Her hand in his hairy. And there is sand in it, there is. There's sand and shell shock. Bloody bones hides in the dark. We all go into the dark, but Lovell, see through the slit where he sits on piles of bloody bone, he was a warrior, and choose whom he likes. Dollop, gollop, fullop. But they're so fair. Very fair's enough, as good as a feast day. Take them by the handle and dance in the fairy ring, a ring ding sweet for a year and a day, data, and never finish the first reel dance in the fairy ring on your finger, and bluebell wouldn't it? Their friends drag 'em out. Dragon laying the country waste of time, gentlemen. Listless and pale beyond the pale moonlight of heart, saw her with spirit dancing the night away in a mangy. No, come back again. Eating a plum in the enchanted orchard. Cherry orchard, chanted orchestra was my undying love for you. Never eat a fruit or potluck, pluck a fly if you want to get back. Get your own back, get back to your own, back to the wallflower. When did they do what they're told? Told a bell and now, well, ding dong, pussy's in. Tell them one thing not to do, thing to rue, and won't they do it? Boo! Who's afraid of the pig back? Open Bluebeard's one bloody chambermaid. Eat the one forbidden fruit from the treetop. Down comes cradle and baby. Don't put your hand in the fountain pen and ink block your copy catching fish's eyes and glue sniffer. So he puts his hand in, and whale, Moby dictated the outcome into the garden, Maudlin. Everything gone with a window cleaner. Don't get this ointment, disappointment in your eyes, I say, to the mortal middle wife. But of course she does. And the splendid thing, palace, picture palace, winter policeman's ball, suddenly blurred visionary, missionary, mishmash potato. And there was a mud-hit madhood, and the mother a murder in rags, tags, and Bob's your uncle. and the baby, a wrinkly, crinkly crackerjack of all trading places. Because, of course, it was all a glamour, a more amorphous fuss about nothing. But she never lets on, so she gets home safe and sound the trumpet. But one day, I'm in the market with B and put it in the oven, helping myself. And she sees me and says, "How's your wife, waif and stray? How's the baby?" And I say, "What eye do you seize me with?" "With this eye, hi diddly," she says. So I point my finger a thing at her and strike a blind alley cat of nine tails. Serves her right as raining cats and dog shit. Whatever you do, don't open the door. I got a sweet, suck a sweet till it melts in your mouth. Watch the bride a cock horse in a white lace curtain up, trip through the Grieve Grove graveyard, rosy and honeysuckle on her daddy's armour. Lurked and looked till the groom for one Murray bun strode up the path time. "Hold this candle, the scandal," I said. And he stood till it got a bed and went out. Then, what? No wedding party frock, no broad, no breed, no family life, jack a potato, no friends in need, you ask. A hungered yours 100 years later, and a bite of bread. And he was crumbs, crumbling to dust, panic. Better forget them. I'd always be talking, stalking, walking, working them over and understand still. Yes, better forgotten, rotten, leave them alone. We don't need the not need, need the do, re, me, far away, so then, la-dee-da. Never think shrink so small about them at all, dark stranger than friction. And then stop cock-a-doodle if you can. They used to leave cream in a sorcerer's apprentice. Gave the brownie a pair of trousers to wear, have you gone? Now they hate us and hurtle faster and master. They poison me in my rivers of blood poisoning, make my arms swelter, can't get them out of our head strong. And then get in their head, body and tailor-made, and has a perfect fit, a frit, a fright, a frying tonight, y'all. We'll be under the bedrocker by and by. We'll follow you on the dark road at nightingale blowing. No. What a danger. Thin ice pick in your head, long ago away. Blood run cold, comfort me with apple pie. Rose cats alive, alive all day. What can the Matterhorn piping down the valley? Wild horses wouldn't drag me. Revengeance is gone mine. Sweet. Fear. Five-fold fumble down cottage pie, crust my heart and hope to die. My mother, she killed me and put me in pies for sale away in a home and away day. I'll give you 3 wishy-washy. An open grave must be fed. Up you go like dust in the sunlight of heart. Gobble, gobble, said the turkey. Turnkey, key to my heart. Gobbledygook. Degook is after you. Ready or not, here we come. Quick or dead of night. Night. Sleep tight.
I have a pain in my shoulder. I never used to have that, did I? It's one of the things they give me here.
Don't remember. Shall I rub it?
The food's not healthy. They put two things the same colour, like white fish and mashed potato.
I could bring something in.
I'm here to be punished.
No, you were ill.
Yeah, and I'm better now, so can I come home with you?
I don't think they'd let you.
They will if you ask.
I don't think so.
They will if you say you'll be responsible, but you don't want to be,
They wouldn't anyway.
I don't blame you.
All right, I will. I'll ask when I see the nurse. I'd love to take you out of here, Josie. I would love it if I had a place of my own to take you and look after you. I'd love it.
Why?
Wouldn't you?
I wouldn't love it. No, I'd do it.
Have you made any friends here?
I don't think so.
What are the nurses like?
I haven't noticed.
Do they do things to you? I won't ask if you don't want. Like electrocute you or put you in a padded
Give me
cell.
Pills.
What sort? What you got?
What you come for?
No, but if you got some.
I haven't got them, they've got
well,
them.
Take more when they're not looking. Bring a whole lot out, it'll be a laugh.
You have no idea.
What? What have I no idea? Nurse?
No.
What? Nurse?
No.
Don't you want to? Was she being naughty?
You can't be naughty, can you? A 10-day-old baby. You really don't know anything about
I
it.
I just meant
what
she might have annoyed
What can a
10-day-old
baby do that's naughty?
Like crying or... I don't know.
You wouldn't kill a baby because it annoyed you, would you?
I don't know.
Would you?
I don't know. You tell me.
Of course you wouldn't.
Was it difficult?
License to kill, seems to me.
You're in here.
They don't hang you.
They don't hang anyone.
It should have been me that died.
No, why? It's nicer here than I expected. The garden.
You're thinking about going home?
Not right away, no, but...
Don't.
No. I won't. I'm not.
Take me with you.
Josie, listen. I'm going to run away. But I'll write and tell you where I am, all right? I'm going to London.
I won't hurt your baby when it comes.
Of course not, I don't think that.
If you got any sense, you would, but you'd be wrong. Are you going then?
No.
Wait till I tell you something. I thought it was a patient, because if you saw them, you'd know what I mean. There is some of them. I am nothing compared. You'd think that I was worse because I'd actually done something, but some of these, they think there's someone else, and I do know... What was I saying?
You thought someone was a patient?
Yes. But she's hundreds of years old. And then I was impressed by the magic, but now I think there's something wrong with her.
When you say hundreds of years old, do you mean like 80?
She looks about 50, but she's, I don't know, 500 and a million. I don't know how old these things are.
And when you say magic...
I thought maybe she could go home with you.
Josie, you'll be coming out soon. It's better to wait till they say.
She'd like me to wish the baby back, but I won't because she'd make it horrible.
How do you know she's not a patient who just thinks she's a...
Rub my shoulder.
When I get to the front gate, is it left or right to the bus? You're right. Josie.
I heard that.
What?
You don't like me.
I'm thinking about what you'd enjoy, and you'd like her better than me. She's stronger. She's more fun. I am ill, and I think you are ill, and I don't think...
You don't want me.
She'll have a baby, and you'll like that.
Please. Please keep me. I'll give you a wish.
I don't want a wish.
I'll be nice.
It's cold all round you.
I can get you out of here. Just say.
No. Where to? No.
Josie.
All right, I'll have a wish.
Yes. Wish.
I wish you'd have hair instead of me. Wait. I don't mind you anymore.
No. I'm not after you now.
You won't hurt her. What do you want from her? Oh, but I'll miss you now.
Can you help a poor old lady? Lost our bus pass. Price of a cup of tea. Oh, you've got a kind face, darling. Give you the white heather another time.
There you go.
Do I smell? It's me court and me cunt. Give us a hug. Nobody gives us a hug. Give us a kiss. Won't you give us a hug and a kiss? Oh, there's a love. Off you go, Lily.
How do you know my name? What? What's happening? My teeth. I'm sick. Help me. What is it? It's money. Is it? Out of my mouth. When I speak, does money come out of my mouth? Yes.
So, Lily in the pink with the finny yanny border was talking good as gold. Speaking pound coins, round coins, pouring, roaring, more and more. Singing, thinking, counting, saying the alphabet of the nothing, telling stories, more stories, boring, sore throat, so no end to it, fuck it. Buckets and buckets of blood money is the root of all evil. I knows the smell of hell, the taste waste of money. Got honey to swallow to please ease the sore throat, so could keep on talking, taking, aching, waking all night to reach, wretch, wrench, more and more and more on the floor, on the bed of the hotel. Tell me another, not another, wish it would stop. Stop talking now and sleep at last. Fast asleep and woke to find she can eek, peek, speak. Can I speak without? Can I without and about? Now changing the cast, dash, flash in the panic of time. And now in the hotel bar, none but the brave deserve a drink, I think, for Lily the.
So, how does the TV work?
How?
How does it...
You want to turn it off?
No. How does that picture get here from wherever?
How does it work?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I don't know. You know, it's a... Isn't it the same in America?
Take your time in your own words.
It has to be plugged in, so it's got power, right? Electricity, so... It's on, so you can turn it on when you press the button, so the light's on and that shows it's on. Okay?
But what's the electricity?
It's got all these tubes and anyway.
No, no, no. How do you see all over the world?
And meanwhile, let's say this is something live we're seeing. There's a camera there pointing at the picture, at the thing that is the picture. Camera? You want me to explain? The light gets in and there's the film tape, the tape. It picks up the light somehow and it gets the picture on it. Don't ask me. And there you are. If it was a tape, like you hire a tape down the video shop.
No, tell
that's
me.
It. They make a whole lot of copies.
It's happening there. And it's here.
I'm telling you, young, about how it gets sent. I can't quite... Through the air, if it's live, or even if it's not, of course, if it happened before and they recorded... Say it's live, it's coming. Not the whole picture in the air, obviously. It's in bits, like... waves, like specks, and you need an aerial
this is
to
crap.
Catch it, and this changes it back into the picture.
But how,
it's not
for
a solid
fuck's
thing.
Sake.
Dots and lines, if you look, I can't help it. If it's on the other side of the world, they bounce it off a satellite. Yes, I'm explaining satellite, which is a thing they put up in space, okay? They put it up, I'm explaining that too, and it's going round like a star. Stars don't go round. Like a moon, but it looks like a star, but moving about. You sometimes see it at night, and it bounces off the satellite.
What bounces
right?
off?
The picture.
The picture bounces
the
off.
The waves that... What is this?
You're holding out on me.
I don't have all the technical. If you want the jargon, if you want the detail, you'll have to ask someone else.
Don't fuck with me.
Look, that's all
I'm flying. I suppose you don't
what?
Know how to fly. And the massive explosions
fly.
That... No idea, huh? Never fly. Never flown across
fly,
the
you mean
sea.
Going a plane? No, but
oh,
even
hell,
if
you
I
make
had,
poisons.
I wouldn't know... What?
You people are killing me. Do you know that? I am sick. I am a sick woman. Keep your secrets. I'll find out some other way. I don't need to know these things. There are plenty of other things to know. Just so long as you know I'm dying, I hope that satisfies you to know I am in pain.
Are you ill? Can I help? Can I get
no,
something?
No, 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 forget it, really.
You're in pain?
Not at all. No. I'm just fine. Forget it. I don't have much aptitude for science, and... I guess you don't either. No big deal. We can just watch what comes over.
You feel all right?
You're a sweet girl. You are just such a sweet girl. Running away from home is a great start. I did it myself. Can't get it to become a habit. You keeping the baby?
Yeah, of course.
Because I'm looking for one. No. I'm kidding. Look at it. Floating in the dark with its pretty empty head upside down. Not knowing what's waiting for it. It's been so busy doubling. Now it's just hovering nicely. Decorating itself with hair and toenails. But once it's born, it starts again. Double. But this time. The mind. Think of the energy in that. Maybe I could be the godmother.
You're staying in London?
Do you have friends in London?
No, but...
You now have one friend in London, and I have one friend in London. Okay? Not okay?
Yeah, yes, I do want to be friends. I just...
Anyone would think you were frightened of me. I'm frightened of you.
You're the one Josie said.
But I want to be friends.
Why am I frightening?
Lily, I'll live with you, okay? You ready for this? I am an ancient fairy. I'm hundreds of years old, as you people would work it out. I have been around through all the stuff that you would call history. That's Cavaliers and Roundheads, Henry VIII, 1066, before that. Bet when the Saxons feasted, the Danes invaded, the Celts hunted. You know about any of this stuff? Alfred and the Cakes? Arthur and the Table? Well, long before that. Long before England was an idea. A country of snow and moles, where trees sang and birds talked and people knew we mattered. I don't, to be honest, remember such a time, but I like to think it was so. It should have been. I need to think it. No, don't contradict me, please. That's what I am. One of many, not a major spirit, but a spirit.
And why are you here?
I'm here to do good. I am good. Now you look as if you doubt that.
No, of course not.
I am a good fairy.
You do good magic?
That's exactly what I do.
And you'll do it for me?
Where do you think your money comes from?
I'm not ungrateful.
You're the one I have chosen out of everyone in the world.
Why?
Because you're beautiful and good. Don't you think you are? Yes, everyone sometimes thinks they're beautiful and good and deserves better than this, and so they do. Are you telling me I made a mistake? I'd be sorry to think I made a mistake.
No, I'm glad.
And you accept?
What?
Accept my offer. Accept my help.
Yes, I think... What offer?
My help.
Do I have to do something?
Oh, just accept my help, sweetheart.
No, I... It's very kind of you, but... I don't like to say no, but...
You might as well say yes. You can't get rid of me.
No.
Who the fuck do you think you are? Whatever you say.
You should have stayed with Josie. She's braver than me.
She wished I'd go with you.
Did she? I wish she'd come and help me then.
That's the way. You'll begin to get a taste for it.
For what?
Wishes.
I didn't...
Yes. Tell me how the TV works, and I'll try.
I don't know how the TV works.
Would you like a ring? That when you look at the stone, you can tell if your loved one is faithful.
I don't have a loved one.
I can fix that, no problem. Just tell me how the TV...
I don't know how the TV works.
I know my son is writing me letters all the time, and the army is stopping him. Because the officers are devils, and do what you tell them because they are devils. And the letters... are in sacks in the Bank of England, waiting for the day of judgment when you will go to hell and lose sight of me and stop moving me about. But you can't move me now because my fingers are just sore. Because I'm in charge of the devils, and if I keep it up, the devils will let my son go. Let my son go! What are you staring at?
You.
Can you spare the price of a cup of tea, darling?
Yeah.
Because I haven't eaten all day. Bless you for a sweet kind
face.
I haven't eaten today, but never mind. If you've no money, my darling, that happens to all of us. Just give me a kiss instead. Won't you give me a kiss, sweetheart?
Get up, you stinking crazy!
Oh, you're a nasty girl, Josie. Always were.
Is it you? Come back! You! Ooh. What? Oh, I'm fit. What? It's alive. It's Toads. Is it? Where from? Me. Is it? What? What else is... The cords come out of my mouth.
So you think it was just Ale got me out?
Because I wished it.
No, I'm better, that's why.
And they bought you a train ticket?
They do that when they discharge you from hospital.
And how did you bump into me on the street?
Because I'm lucky. Aren't you glad to see me?
I don't feel very well. Is it cold in here?
No, it's fine.
I'm freezing.
You must be ill, then.
Yes. I think I am.
Or that could be her.
What could?
She's cold.
I'm cold because I'm ill. All right.
All right. Toads. She thinks she's funny. She's got it coming.
Don't you think it's sad?
What?
I think I'm fainting. Josie, there's something icy.
You better go to bed.
There's a thing. It's got a face.
Stop it.
Feel.
No.
I can see her, Josie. See her, you must.
She's for you now. You took her money.
No, I can't bear it. I wish you'd see her too.
So I see her. So what?
Josie's not frightened.
Toads, what did you do that for? I'm not Toads inside. It's you that's Toads.
Here I am, as you can see, a fairy from a Christmas tree. I can give you heart's desire, help you set the world on fire.
This is a dream. It's a nightmare, and I'll wake up. I know I think the other things happen, like the money, but that's because I'm remembering it in the dream.
It's not a dream. She made me speak to
you. You would say that because you're just somebody in my dream.
I'm not. It's me. I'm awake.
Don't you want a wish, Lily?
I'll tell you all about it in the morning.
What would you like, Lily?
Lily, be careful.
I can't wake up yet, but I can make it stop being a nightmare.
Lily!
I wish for flowers.
I'm warmer now. Feel.
And if it's not a dream, it's even better.
Can you play Cat's Cradle?
No.
Shall I show you?
Yes.
Put your fingers in here and take it. Good. Now, I take it back. Now, put your fingers, see, in there. Careful, that's it. Now, I take it. Now, you. That's right.
This one's called Fish in a Dish.
You use little fingers and cross over. Oh, it's all in a tangle.
Do it again.
I'll show you when you can do by yourself. There. Do you like that?
Show me again.
Watch what I'm doing. Get it like this to start. What's your name?
I can do it. Let me do it.
Wait. Where do you live?
In the flats.
Have you got any brothers and sisters?
Are you going to have a baby?
Yes.
When?
Soon. There. Do you like that?
Can I be its sister?
He can't really be its sister.
I can be. Please, let me. I want a baby. I want a baby brother or a baby sister.
You'll have to ask your mum to have a baby.
I haven't got a mum. Please, let me be a sister. Say yes, say yes. Please say yes.
Yes, all right.
I'll be its sister and you can be my mum.
Who do you live with?
Say yes. Please say yes. Pretend.
I'll be your pretend mum.
Will you give me real dinner or pretend dinner?
Pretend dinner.
Real sweets or pretend sweets?
I might find some real sweets.
Do you like this, child?
Well, get some now. What kind?
Yeah, I do.
She's horrible. There's something wrong with her.
Leave her alone.
Leave me alone. I'll tell my mum.
She's not your mum. You haven't got a mum.
Mum? Mum?
Josie, stop it. It's all right, pet. She's just...
Get easy. Out, you little scrounger. Leave
Mom,
Lily alone.
Don't let her hit me.
Josie!
I know you. You bastard. How you like toads? You like dirt in your mouth? Get away from us. You come in the house and I'll put you in the fire.
Get
and
away.
Then we'll see
You're
what
crazy.
You look like.
Mom,
it's all right.
Make her go
it's her.
Away.
I never want
it's
to see...
Her.
Of course it's not her. It's a child. You're mad. You should have stayed in hospital. I can't look after you. You go around attacking people, they'll take you away again. And I won't care. I won't help you get out next time. Now
she
go
can have
away
you then.
And leave
I don't
us alone.
Care. I'm not helping you.
Let's wipe your mouth. Poor baby. Did she hurt you? Nasty Josie. Now where's our piece of string?
Give me a cuddle. Let me sit on your lap.
Careful, mind my tummy.
You're fat.
It's the baby.
I'm the baby.
No, you're the baby's big sister.
Fat, fat, fat.
Careful.
Nasty baby.
Don't hit my tummy. Get off.
Mum.
Come on then, but be careful. Don't hurt the baby.
Cuddle.
Cuddle.
Kiss.
You better now.
Let's go home.
Home where?
Where we live.
This is our house here.
No, I mean go home to your house.
Oh, I better not take you back there. Someone's going to wonder where you are.
No one's going to wonder. I want to go home. Take me home.
Let go. You're pulling my hair.
No, no. Hold me. Hold me.
Stop it. Let go. Mind the baby.
Hold me tight.
I'm telling you. Now let go.
Never, 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 never.
You'll get a smack. Now get off. You're hurting. Get off. Did I hurt her?
Not enough. You touch me, I'll tell my dad. You'll be sorry. Get my brother on you. He's
what
bigger than you.
What are you me for?
I've got lots of friends everywhere.
What
set them on you.
For?
Watch out. Get in your
I was
head.
Looking
Get
for
in your
you.
Eyes. Turn
I'm
you
not
into dog
frightened.
Shit on my shoe.
You're frightened. Only did Toads when I wasn't ready. I'm ready now. You just try. You're no good. There's something wrong with you. You're a spastic fairy. You need us more than we need you. You should have thought of that
Josie,
before you'd done that to me. Too late.
You're stupid, aren't you, Lily? Josie knows.
Leave her alone. She can't. You can come back to me.
I don't want to. I like Lily.
But I wish it.
I don't have to do what you wish. Lily doesn't wish it, do you?
I don't know.
No, because I might give you nice things. And Josie wants nice things. That's why she wants me. Not to help Lily. So you both want me.
I don't.
That's nice.
No, I don't.
Josie's not frightened.
What do you want?
I want a lot. But so do you. We can both have it.
Have what?
Whatever you like.
Josie, don't do it. When you feel her after you, it's... Josie, remember what it felt like
but
before.
But when you've lost
don't
her, you want her back. Because you can see what she can do, and you've lost your chance, and it could be my only chance ever
Josie,
in my life.
Josie, don't!
I knew you were desperate. That's how I found you. Are you ready to come to the underworld now?
Josie, I wish you wouldn't.
You don't count anymore.
Yes!
They chopped her to pieces. They chipped her to pasties. She's a hag, higgle pig hog. She's a my miser. Myself, fish and chips.
Don't eat its glamour, its twigs and beetles, and a dead body. Don't eat or you'll never get back drink. It's glamour, it's blood. And dirty water I was looking for, my love, and I got lost in an orchard. Never take an apple, never pick a flower. I took one bite, and now I'm here forever. Everyone I love must be dead by now. Don't eat, don't drink, or you'll never get back.
Your wealth, Josie.
Happy and gory.
I'm not thirsty.
Thirst and worse, mouth, drouth.
Dry as a dust bowl.
Yes, but I don't.
Dizzy, dozy, chilly, shally.
Yes, but I don't want...
Don't you want to feel global warm and happy ever after? Warm the cackles of your heartless, make you brave and rave. Look at the colourful. Smell the tasty. Won't you drink a toasty with me, Josie? After all we've done, fool.
And beetles and a dead body, water and blood, you'll never get back.
Better but a bit of better bitter. But you're better off down here, you arse over tit for tattle. Arsey versey, verse or prose or amateur status, the nationwide, open wide, world hurled, hurtling, hurting, hurt very badly. Wars, whores, hip, to raise it to the ground glass. Trout, rout, out and about, turn off. Sunburn, sunbeam in your eye, sock it to him. All good many come to the AIDS party. When I go uppity, follow a fellow on a dark road, dank ride, and jump, thrump out and eat him. How does he taste? Toxic waste paper basket case. Ah, salmon, elephant, Isis. Blue blood, bad blood, blue blood, blad blood, blah, blah, blah. I remember, dismember, the sweet flesh in the panic. Tearing limb from lamb, chop you up and suck the tomorrow bones. Lovely, lively lads and maid in England, succulent, suck your living daylights, sweet blood like seawater everywhere. Every bite did you good enough, as good as a feast.
And now no one tastes any good.
Ooh, dry as dustpans, foul as shit pandemonium, poison in the food chainsaw massacre.
If I could just go and see... I'd come back.
Ooh, shall I take you up in my pocket? Pick it up and tuck it in?
Yes, please.
Up in the smoky, hokey pokey. Up in the whirlwind. Up in the war zone, ozone, zany grey.
Because it has been years. I think I've lived here longer than they do up there. If I don't go now, I won't know anyone.
And what will you pay me? Say the bells, the bells.
Sip my blood?
Haven't I sip lip lapped your pretty tryst wrist for years and fears? What's happy new? What special brew, who?
I had a dream last night.
Oh, haven't I wrapped myself up, wrapped, raptured, ruptured myself in your dreams, scoffed your chocolate screams, your young men and Freud eggs, your flying and fleeing. It was gold and olden robes you could riptide me up in, but now it's tatty bitty scarf, scoff, scuffle round my knick neck. Give a dog a bone.
Tell you something I remember.
Haven't I drained, rained, sprained ankles and uncles, aunts and answers, father and nearer? What do you know about your selfish you haven't worn down out?
Got a new one.
Brand of new. Lucky dipstick.
I never even thought it myself. Something I saw when I was 3.
What?
Will you take me up?
What?
A little bit of stony ground.
And?
It had little stones on it.
Were you lonely?
I don't remember. Probably alone. Probably someone nearby. I remember the stones.
Oh, what can I do with a scrap crap? Wrap myself up in it. Ground to halt. Stone death.
But you'll take me with you.
That doesn't buy a trip up. You're dry as dead leaves you behind.
Please!
You'll never go home on the Range Rover's return again. Witless.
Why not if I am useless?
When I'm weak at the knee, you'll be a last tiny totter of whiskey whistle to keep my spirits, to keep my stronger, linger, longer, gaga. And while I'm away, a minute. Don't touch the water, baby.
Don't touch the water in the fountain or I'll die. So I will.
Child, anyway.
Too bright. No, it's bright there. My eyes don't work. Hold me.
Now what?
Oh, you smell like people. Your hair is like hair. It was like putting a gun to my head because they always said I would die if I did that. Liars! You hear me? I got away, you can't get me!
Stop it, you can stop it!
I was ready to die. I thought I'd never get back.
Don't, it makes me lonely.
That's right, I am not dead. We are both not dead. Lily, you didn't die while I was away.
Josie!
No, tell me, are we dead?
No, we're not, stop it.
How long has it been?
How long's what?
I went for.
Oh, come on, let's go home.
I had a whole life. How long? I am very old.
Wait, what?
Years and years. Longer than I lived here. I wasn't much more than a child here, hardly. I've got children there, Lily. And they're grown up, but I didn't mean to leave them. I thought I'd just die. Won't I ever see them? I don't want to go back. How can I live now?
You can't be old. Look at you. Look at me.
Yes. How do you do that? You've travelled into the future. You're not real. You're something she's made up.
Josie.
Are you glad to see me?
Never stop seeing you.
But you're glad?
Yes.
When is this? I don't know when this is.
It's just today, like it's been all day. We went to the shops. We met a child in the park.
That's horrible.
Please, I'm tired. My stomach hurts.
No time at all.
So, the Skryker sought fame and fortune telling.
Celebrity knockout drops, TV star domination, chat showdown and market farces. See if I carefree and completely forgot me not, Lily and Josie. Lovely and juicy, silly and cosy, lived in pieces and quite. Jerky, still mad as a bitter. And lively, soon gave happy birth to a baby. A booby, a bubbly, bye bye, boo, 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 hoo, hoo. What a blossom, blossom. Dear little mighty.
Everyone says you'd be tired of the bunnies or fluffy, everything too sweet. And you think that's really boring, makes you want to dress her in black. But she's not sweet like pink and blue. Or you get a moaning about never getting enough sleep, or, oh, my stitches are like that. No one lets on.
Are you listening to me?
Day and night.
But in fact, never.
I'm tired.
You just said tired wasn't it.
It's not all about it, but I'm still tired.
So, what's the big secret then?
Not a secret.
What's so wonderful, wonderful, only you're brilliant enough to feel it?
Nothing.
Everyone gets born, you know. It's not something you invented. Walk down the street, you will see several people that were born.
So tell me again. Josie, it's over.
How can it be over if it didn't happen?
What you thought, what you dreamed, whatever, it's over.
But I did go.
Josie, I was with you all the time.
But I did go.
All right.
Smash your face in! I did go. They need us, you know. They think we are magic. They drink your blood. I miss the dancing. So, what is it about her?
I know everyone's born. I can't help it. Everything's shifted round, so she's in the middle. I never minded things, but everything dangerous seems it might get her. I know she's just... But if she wasn't all right, it'd be a waste, wouldn't it?
What happened to me is like that. As big as that is to you, I promise.
But it happened in no time at all.
Yes, but where I was, it was years.
Yes.
All right, then.
And it's over now.
Everything is flat here like a movie. There's something watching us.
Yeah, but there's not.
I can't go back because they hate me for getting away.
You want to go back?
I'm never going to be all right.
You know how they say, oh, they're little fingers. And of course they got little fingers. They couldn't have fingers like us. But that's not what they mean. I mean, look at her fingers.
She's a changeling.
She what?
That's not your baby. They've put one of theirs and taken yours off.
Don't say that.
Changeling. Changeling.
I warn you, I'll kill you. Don't say
it. You believe me, don't you?
I don't want to believe you, no, but I don't want to hear it.
They will keep yours down there. It makes them stronger. They'll breed from it and you'll always have this one watching you. Look at its little slitty eye.
Don't even think it. I'm not
Shall I tell you what? Right. If you want your own one back, huh? You put the changeling on a shovel and then you put it on the fire. That is what they used to do. So we'd use the cooker and we put it over the gas and sometimes they turn into a cat and go up the chimney. How would it get out of here? Around and then around the walls. I will open your window and then you'll get your own one back in the cot.
I can't live with you if you're like this.
You've got to fight them. You say that you love her and you won't even do something to get her back. This isn't human, I can tell.
Whatever you are, if you're really there, if you can hear me, I want a wish.
She'll come back, look out.
I wish Josie wasn't mad.
Don't wish me!
Did anything happen?
What have you done?
What have I done?
Hurts.
Where? What?
Inside.
What have they done to you?
Here.
I wish...
Don't.
can't.
What have they done?
I don't think anything's broken. They haven't really put bits of metal. I killed her. Did I? Yes. I hadn't forgotten, but she was just as precious. Yours isn't the only. If I hadn't, she'd still... I keep knowing it again. What can I do? Why did I? It should have been me, because under that pain... Oh, shit. Under that, there's this other...
Wait, stop. I'm sorry.
Don't let me feel it. It's coming for me. Hide me. This is what... When I killed her, I was frightened, trying to stop when I... It's here.
No, please.
Save me. Can you? There's no one to save.
If I wish you happy, no. You could kill people and still don't feel pain. No, just all right. What does that mean? I wish I hadn't. No, I'd do it again. I wish you were like before I wished. Does that... I wish...
You mustn't keep wishing or she'll get you.
Are you all right now?
There's something...
What?
Gone.
It doesn't hurt.
What?
I should have asked you.
Well, ask me then.
If you really thought...
Oh, you're starting again. I was there 4 years.
No, if you thought she was a changeling...
Shall we do some tests? Yeah. Be her laugh.
No, we won't. We'll take care of her.
Have you been wishing? Stupid. She'll get you now.
I'd wait down the end of the road and see you come out with a pram. I'd watch you in the park.
When did you?
You knew I was there, though.
No, when?
You meant me to follow you, or I wouldn't have done it.
I never saw you.
Unconsciously meant. Or in your stars. Some deep.
Oh, like that?
Yeah. Some fateful. So that when we met, it wasn't for the first time. You felt that. Some people are meant to be together. I'd walk out of meetings because of this overpowering. I'd accelerate to 50 on a sharp look up to a red light. Anything that wasn't you, my eyes veered off. I couldn't sleep. Of course not that sleep's my best. Do you sleep?
If she lets me.
How'd you do that? No. What'd you do? Tell me. You go to bed.
I go to bed.
You take anything?
Not to sleep, no, it'd be a waste.
So you just lie down.
I might look at a magazine for about 10 minutes, but then I'm too sleepy.
So what's that like when you get sleepy?
You know what it's like.
No. What's it like?
My eyes keep shutting by themselves. I'm reading something and then I see my eyes are shut, so I open them and I think I'll just finish that story and the words are going double, so I don't bother. So I put out the light.
Then what?
I go to sleep.
No, how? What happens?
I'm lying there and...
And thoughts?
Maybe thoughts. A bit about the day or...
Rush through your head.
Not rush, but... And I might see things.
See?
Like a tree with its leaves or somebody.
Frightening things?
No, but nothing to do with anything. Not dreams exactly, but bright. And I know something I've just thought isn't right. Like maybe there's two things that seem to be something to do with each other, but they're not. But I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, your mind's going out of control, like when there's going to be an accident,
oh,
when
no.
Any minute people are going to get mangled in some machinery and it's going very slowly, but you can't stop
it.
No,
not like that.
Like what?
Nothing. I'm asleep after that.
So maybe that's something I'd pick up. I'd slide off to sleep beside you.
Why don't you sleep?
I have slept. It's partly my legs. They can't get right. And things in my head. Well, I'll tell you, there was this... He was quite high power. He thought he was. He was going to help me. He was going to manage me because I was a conjurer at this point. I could do these amazing... I was entitled to recognition. He didn't deliver, so I'd lie awake. Well, subsequently, he died, in fact, so that was good. But I've got a lot on my mind. You'll help me with that?
I don't know.
Yes, because you have faith in me.
I'm back. Oh.
Have you noticed a large number of meteorological phenomena lately? Earthquakes, volcanoes, drought, apocalyptic meteorological phenomena. The increase of sickness. It was always possible to think, whatever your personal problem, there's always nature. Spring will return, even if it's without me. Nobody loves me, but at least it's a sunny day. This has been a comfort to people as long as they've existed. But it's not available anymore. Sorry. Nobody loves me, and the sun's gonna kill me. Spring will return, and nothing will grow. Some people might feel concerned about that. But it makes me feel important. I'm gonna be around when the world as we know it ends. I'm gonna witness unprecedented catastrophe. I like a pile-up on the motorway. I like the kind of war we're having lately. I like snuff movies. But this... it's gonna be the big one. Your friend doesn't like me.
I'm sorry.
I'm getting uncomfortable. The way she keeps standing there looking at us.
She doesn't like anyone. She's just chopping vegetables.
I can't tolerate being disliked. So never mind. We'll go away together. You'd like a holiday. We'll bring the baby, no problem. I love kids. Babies are Cupid. What are you doing tomorrow?
No,
You think this is sudden? I think it's sudden. No, I don't. I've been looking for you. It's gonna happen.
What's gonna happen?
Us being together forever. We both know that. So there's no point taking a long time getting to the point which we got to the first time, no, even before we met, no, even before I ever set eyes on you, because this kind of thing is meant. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. I think I do.
What's this, I think?
I just...
Are you backing out?
No. What? No, I...
Don't do this to me. I warn you. Quite straightforwardly, as one human being to another.
I didn't mean...
Don't look startled. You're the only good person I've ever met. Everyone else has tried to destroy me. But you wish me well. You wouldn't deny that.
No, I...
No.
No, I...
What? What? Don't dare. This... is a high voltage cable. Are you gonna grab it? I'm gonna take care of you and the baby. You're coming with me. You don't have to worry about anything anymore.
I do like you. I can't look away from you. But a bit slower. It's no use getting angry because I can't.
I hate it when I'm so unkind. This sometimes happens. I won't go into my childhood just now. I can't forgive myself. I feel terrible.
I didn't mean to.
I'm useless. I get something beautiful and I ruin it. Everything I touch falls apart. There are some people who deserve to be killed, and I believe it's important to be completely without remorse. I admire it that if someone has no compassion, because that's what it takes. But other people, such as yourself, you won't want to see me again. How could I do that? I worship you. I'm so ashamed. I feel sick. Help me. Forgive me. Could you ever love me?
Ah! Ah! My arm! Jersey! Put that knife down!
No, she couldn't. Leave us alone.
Do you love me? Do you love me?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You're getting into a lot of trouble. She loves me.
No, I don't. Where's all the blood gone? What are you?
But you do, you know. See you later.
These things only come because of you. Go and live somewhere else.
Yeah. I will.
Can I be all the baby?
No.
Sorry.
I don't remember you.
I've grown up. Someone's going to kill me. Mary, you never hung out with the right people. I need somewhere to stay.
I can't help you.
You're not the only person I know. I'm almost a celebrity. My face has been on the covers. Not this face exactly, but a face. But I'm still the same old Marie. Those are silver, these are gold. There's a lot of people out there pretend to be a friend. They say they are. But you, me and Josie, we swore in blood.
I don't remember.
Do you remember the waste ground? You remember the corner with the nettles? You remember Josie?
Of course I remember Josie.
You've forgotten, Marie.
I'm sorry, I can't... I'm not sure.
You know, when we left messages in the wall?
Yeah, I do remember the wall.
The tree?
Corner shop after school.
Sherbet lemons.
But were you...
It's funny how much of our life we forget. You can't help it. You never liked me best. Let me stay with you. There's room now Josie's gone. I'd be safe with you.
No.
My dad did things to me. I never told you that. My mum shut me in the cupboard.
Go somewhere else.
My boyfriend's gonna kill me.
You're not Marie.
No. But I'm still in danger. That's why I came. Look, I'm not pretending anything. That's good, isn't it? You've got to love me.
How would that help?
Yes. Help me, Lily. I don't work properly. You've got to come with me. You can save me. You want to?
I don't love you at all. I don't like you. I don't care if you die. I'm never gonna see you again.
She didn't know anyone. She didn't have anywhere to stay the night I slipped a wire loop over her head. So that'll do for a bit, yeah? Yeah, you'll feel okay. There's an earthquake on the telly last night. There's a motorway pile up in the fog.
You're a good girl, Josie.
There's dead children.
Yeah. Tell me more about her.
She had red hair. She had big feet. She liked biscuits. Oh, she woke up while I was doing it. But you didn't do the car crash. You tell me. You're not strong enough to do an earthquake. I'll do terrible things. I promise. Just leave it to me. You don't have to do anything. Don't do anything, promise. You won't do anything to Lily.
Who's Lily?
Nobody.
Someone you used to know, you've forgotten her. Have you forgotten her? I think you'd like me to do something tomorrow.
So Josie went further and further in the dark, trying to keep the Skriker sated, seated, besotted with gobbets, tossing it giblets to stop it from wolfing, stop it engulfing. But still there was gobbling and gabbling, giggling and gaggling, biting and beating, eating and hating, hooting and looting, lightning and thunder in the southeast, northwest, northeast, southwest, north-south crisis. Lily Doolally was living in peacetime. No more friend. No more fiend. Safe as dollhouses. But she worried and surried and lay far awake into the nightmare. Poor fairy, she thought. Pure fury. Where are you now and then? And something drove her over and over and out of her mind. How you go.
What are you doing in hospital? If you're really asleep, I'll say it again after. I thought you'd be in government or the movies by now. I went to stations when people were coming off trains or closing time coming out of pubs. I'd put her in the pram, she'd go back to sleep. There are things out in the night. I think you should be glad I've come and open your eyes. When I made you go, I didn't know you'd really gone. Anyone spoke to me, I was frightened. Then one day, there was someone going to jump off a building. And when it wasn't you, I started looking.
Don't kill me.
It's Lily.
They've taken my friends away. Not me.
I'll take care of you.
You're a liar, Lily.
I came to find you.
I had a friend, fed her a cat on tins, and it was frightened of real food. Put a bit of raw meat down and it leapt back. It smelt blood. Thought it was going to eat it. The dinner the cat had. I bet him is in here. Shh.
I came to say I'd go with you.
Where are you going, dear?
You said you wanted me to. Like Josie.
I've no idea who these people are.
Yes, because I miss... You'll leave everyone else alone if I do that. I'm not bringing the baby, so don't ask. You're to leave her alone, always. And Josie alone. Because if I go, it'll help, won't it?
Have you tried, darling, 999?
I know I said I didn't love you.
Aren't you afraid of fade away?
No. Because if it's what Josie did, I'll be back in no time. It could feel like hundreds of years and I wouldn't leave the baby for 5 minutes. And when I get back, she won't know I've gone.
Gone with the wind, hovercrafty.
Even if it's a nightmare, I'll be back the same second. I'll make you safe. Take me with you.
Lily!
My heart robber baron, my solo flighty. Now I've some blood in my alling veins. Now I've some light in my lifeline. Nightline, nightlight, light a candle to light you to Bedlam. Here comes a... Watch the light year. Here you stand in an enchanted wood, you, or wouldn't you? Just hold this candle, the scandal, I said. And she stood till what? Lily appears like a ghastly, made the hair stand on endless night, the blood run fast. Am I in fairylanded? She wondered. No, said the old crony. This is the real world. What is this? Lily was solid flash. If she was back on Earth, where on Earth was the rockabye baby gone, the treetop? Lost and gone, for everybody was dead years and years ago. It was another cemetery. A black hole 100 yeans. Grief struck by lightning. And this, oh dear me, was Lily's granddaughter. What a horror storybook ending. Oh, I was trick-track-racked, cried our heroine in distress. I hoped to save the worldly. I hope I'd make the fury better than she should be. And what would be comfy of her now? She didn't know if she ate a mortal morsel, she crumbled to dust, panic. Are you my grand-great-grand-great? Are you my child's child's child? But when the daughter's grand and great-greater-greatest knew she was from the distant past masterclass, then rage, raging, bullfight, bull roar. Oh, they couldn't help us, said the granddaughter. They were stupid, stupefied, stewed-bellied, not evil weevil, the devil take the hindmost of them anyway. But the child hated the monstrous. Leave her alone, poor little solo, said the grin dafter. Cold in the headache, shaking and shocking. Have a what drink, wrap her in a blanket out. Have a sandwich, one would you like? So Lily bit off more than she could choose. And she was dustbin.
The Skriker was played by Maxine Peake, Jersey by Laura Ellsworthy, Lily by Danusha Samuel, and The Hag by Jessica Walker. The Skriker was written and adapted for radio by Carol Churchill and was originally performed at the Royal Exchange Theatre as part of the 2015 Manchester International Festival. The music was composed by Nico Mooley and Anthony Hegarty. The musical director was Stuart Overington. The Skriker was directed by Sarah Frankham and produced by Susan Roberts in Salford.
And don't forget, you'll find more Drama on Three productions on our website. It's Easter next weekend, and it's also the centenary of the Easter Uprising in Dublin in 1916. Nick Deer has written a new play to mark the event, The News from Home. That's our next Drama on Three, beginning at 9 o'clock on Easter Sunday.
Opera on Three presents a unique and mesmerising night of music. Philip Glass's Akhenaten, a portrait of the pharaoh whose religious ideas changed history. The This is a brand new acclaimed production for English National Opera, the first in the UK for 30 years, and it stars the countertenor Anthony Roth Costanzo in the title role. Philip Glass's Akhenaten is Opera on Three, next Saturday evening at 6:30 here on BBC Radio 3.
Well, back now to this Sunday evening. It's time to continue today's special coverage of Holy Week around Europe. Here's Ian Skelly.
Katriana, thank you very much. Yes, we continue with our sequence of concerts from around Europe, marking the beginning of Holy Week. So far today, we've paid visits to the Vatican in Rome, to Prague in the Czech Republic, to Brussels, Moscow, Amsterdam, and to London. And we're going to round off the evening with two very special concerts for Palm Sunday. In an hour, a chance to hear an interweaving of music by one of the revered composers of the early Renaissance, Josquin des Prez, with that of Hildegard of Bingen, and two contemporary composers too, Paul Ruders and Wolfgang Riem. But next we're going to cross to St. Iberus' Church in Wexford on the east coast of Ireland, where RTE engineers were there to offer their contribution to this Europe-wide day of music making, all brought together here on BBC Radio 3 by the European Broadcasting Union. The church was built in the 18th century by John Roberts, who was also responsible for the oldest Catholic cathedral in Ireland, in Waterford. His church in Wexford delights in a superb acoustic, so it's perfect for concerts. And here's my Irish colleague from RTE Lyric FM.
Welcome to all our audience here in St. Iberius' Church, Wexford, the sunny southeast of Ireland, and to all our listeners joining us via the EBU. The RTE Contempo Quartet performed the string quartet version of Haydn's deep and darkly moving The Seven Last Words of Our Saviour on the Cross. Originally composed as an orchestral work to serve as an aid to meditation during Good Friday religious services.
Yes, Haydn famously travelled very little in the many years that he worked for the court of the Esterházy family in Vienna and Hungary. He did eventually venture to London twice and very successfully, but he never went to Spain. Yet this is where this music was commissioned. Don José Saez de Santa Maria was a canon at Cadiz Cathedral, and he'd been badgering Haydn for some years to write a set of instrumental meditations on the seven last words. He wanted them to fill the intervals in the service on Good Friday in a darkened Cadiz Cathedral, in between the bishop's reading out of the seven last words or sentences uttered by Christ. After each passage, the bishop would descend from the pulpit and fall to his knees in prayer before the altar. So the music was to offer for a meditation on the meaning and significance of each of the seven statements. Haydn also added an introduction and a final movement evoking the earthquake at Jesus' death. Haydn admitted that it was a tough commission. He had to produce seven 10-minute pieces, each one sufficiently capable of not fatiguing the listeners, as he delicately put it. I'm not sure Haydn could ever bore a listener to sleep. However, he did struggle to contain himself and imagine the mood, which he did sufficiently well to be paid handsomely for his efforts. Some months after he'd sent the score off to Cadiz, a cake